Recipes. Recipes this month come from the National Federation of the Blind of Idaho. Taco Soup by Susan Bradley. Susan Bradley is the president of the Treasure Valley chapter in Boise, Idaho, and secretary of the Idaho affiliate. She has been a member of the NFB since 2000, when she found out she was legally blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Susan works part-time at the Commission on Aging, and she loves working with seniors and blind people of all ages. This recipe is one that she and her sister like to share with friends. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds ground beef, 1 small can stewed tomatoes, 1 can kidney beans drained, 1 15-ounce can chili beans with juice, 1 can corn with juice, 1 small onion, 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce, 1 envelope mild taco seasoning. Method: boil these ingredients together for 15 minutes. Serve on top of Frito corn chips. Then add shredded cheese and sour cream on top. This is a great fall and winter dish. Green Beans with Onions and Almonds by Dana Ard. Dana is the current president of the National Federation of the Blind of Idaho. She is also a member of 2 choirs and a 35-year member of Toastmasters. She adapted this recipe and says that it is a good alternative to the traditional green bean casserole. Dana has used it as a part of Thanksgiving dinner with her family. Ingredients: 2 teaspoons olive oil, 4 cups sliced onions, about 2 large onions, 1 16-ounce package frozen green beans, 1/4 cup slivered almonds, salt and pepper to taste. Method: heat the oil in a nonstick fry pan, add onions and cook, stirring often for 25 to 35 minutes until tender and lightly brown. Cook green beans according to package directions or until desired tenderness. Drain and add to onions. Toast almonds if desired, and add to beans and onions. Jan's Brownies by Dana Ard. Jan Gaywith has been in the Federation since 1960 and has attended 56 consecutive national conventions. Jan taught home ec at the Idaho Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Dana remembers her time in that class and the lessons she learned from her fellow Federationist. Jan was a wise teacher. She knew I could learn to open a can, but she also knew that I didn't have to open all the cans to be successful. She had high expectations, but she modified her curriculum to fit my abilities as a student. I am grateful for her wisdom. Ingredients: 1 stick softened butter or margarine, 1 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 4 eggs, 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 pound canned Hershey's chocolate syrup. Method: cream together butter, sugar, and vanilla. Add eggs one at a time, stirring after each addition. Add flour, baking powder, and salt, then mix. Add chocolate syrup and mix to combine. Grease a 10x15-inch baking pan. Bake at 350 for 25 to 30 minutes, checking with a toothpick after 25 minutes. Frost with recipe listed below. Frosting: 6 tablespoons real butter, softened, 6 tablespoons milk, 1 1/3 cups sugar, 1/2 cup chocolate chips, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, pinch of salt. Method: in a medium saucepan, combine butter, milk, and sugar, bring to a rolling boil, and cook for 1 minute. Remove from heat and add chocolate chips, vanilla, and salt. Beat until smooth. Pour evenly over brownies. Grandma's Potato Rolls by Dana Ard. This is an old family recipe. Dana's grandmother made these rolls every year for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Ingredients: 1/2 cup mashed potatoes, 1 small potato, 1/2 cup milk, 1 egg well beaten, 1/3 cup butter, 1/4 cup sugar, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2 1/2 cup flour, 1 package active dry yeast, 1/4 cup lukewarm water. Method: scald milk, add butter, sugar, salt, egg, and potato. Combine yeast and water and add. Add 1/2 cup flour and mix well. Add more flour to make dough that you can mix with your hands. Let rise for 1 hour. Roll out on floured board or pastry cloth. Cut dough using a glass. Fold each circle over and pinch edges to close. Let rise 20 to 30 minutes. Bake on cookie sheet at 375 for 15 to 20 minutes. Huckleberry Cream Cheese Squares by Mary Ellen Halverson. Mary Ellen is a longtime member of the NFB and a current member of the Treasure Valley chapter. She has attended numerous state and national conventions and is a much-loved and valuable member of the NFB of Idaho. Huckleberries are a variety of wild berry native to the northwestern United States and Canada. Ingredients: graham cracker layer, 1 13 1/2-ounce package graham cracker crumbs, 3/4 cup margarine, melted, 1/2 cup sugar. Huckleberry filling layer, 3 cups huckleberries, 1/4 cup cornstarch, 1/4 cup sugar. Cream cheese layer, 2 8-ounce packages cream cheese, 1 cup sugar, 1 12-ounce carton Cool Whip, thawed, 2 teaspoons vanilla. Method: bring huckleberries, cornstarch, and sugar to boil. It should be a little thick. If it's too thick to stir, add a little bit of water at the beginning. Set this aside to cool, or put it in the refrigerator. Combine graham cracker crumbs, sugar, and melted butter. Press half of the mixture into bottom of foil-lined 9x12-inch pan. Mash cream cheese until soft and gradually beat in sugar and vanilla. Fold in whipped topping. Layer half of the cream cheese layer on top of the graham cracker mixture in pan. Then spread all of the cooled huckleberry mixture on top of the cream cheese layer. Then layer the second half of the cream cheese mixture and top with the second half of the crumb mixture. Refrigerate before serving. Homemade ice cream by Sandy Streeter. Sandy Streeter is a longtime member of the NFB and has served in many capacities and on many committees, in several affiliates and chapters. She is the current president of the Snake River Valley chapter and the first vice president of the NFB of Idaho. Sandy says, "This is a homemade ice cream recipe, which my daughter Erin feels she has tweaked from her dad's recipe. In our family, homemade ice cream was always a birthday tradition while my children were growing up. It didn't matter the time of year. Enjoy." Ingredients: 5 egg yolks, 2/3 cup sugar, 2 cans condensed milk, 4 2/3 cups milk, 1 1/3 cups heavy whipping cream, 1 1/2 tablespoons vanilla. Method: beat egg yolks and heavy cream, then add sugar and mix. Add condensed milk and mix. Add remaining milk and vanilla and mix one final time. Pour into your ice cream container, and I like to add enough milk to bring the mixture up to the mark in your container. Have fun cranking your ice cream freezer or sit back and let the electric one do the work. Mix 4 quarts.